recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. It's never too early to learn how to manage money. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. There are different schools of thought when it comes to giving a child an allowance. Many people believe it's an essential stepping stone to learning the value of money. Others don't agree. As a personal finance specialist, a mother, and a grandmother, I think allowances allow parents to help guide their children on the road to financial responsibility. Now, every household will have different ways of approaching allowances, but here are some tips to help you manage allowances successfully. The best time to introduce the concept of money is when your child can count dollars and coins and understand the concept of prices. Some experts say this is usually around 5 or 6 years old. The $64,000 question is, how much allowance should you give your children? There's no one amount fits all answer. Studies say the rule of thumb is a dollar for each year in age, but that might not be appropriate for everyone. Here are some things, though, to consider when deciding how much. Your child's age. You do want to make sure to give room for increases as your child gets older, so be careful not to start with too high a number for younger children. Your family income. The only way to teach financial responsibility is to practice it. Your child's allowance must fit within your family budget. What allowance will pay for? Well, if you expect your teenager to pay for his or her clothes with their allowance, you might consider a higher number than if you will continue buying them. Before handing over any allowance money, it's important to teach your children the basics. Discuss the difference between needs and wants, saving, spending, investing, donating, and of course, earning. Experts suggest encouraging your children to keep records of their allowance money activity in a notebook or in envelopes with notes stating their activity. And be sure to give the allowance in denominations that encourage saving. $5, for example, give 5 $1 bills and encourage that at least $1 be set aside for savings. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.